Well, a weak weather disturbance will roll across the area today. So after clearing out nicely yesterday and the pretty decent rains over the weekend, especially for southern parts of the listening area, we have the clouds moving back in today. But the bulk of the rain, at least significant rain with this disturbance, stays to the south. Central and South Florida, some heavy rain today. So if you happen to be traveling south, say on I-95, and then maybe even cutting across on I-4, you'll get into some showers and thunderstorms that'll produce some heavy rain today. But we're just on the northern edge, more cloud cover than anything else, but there will be some sprinkles and some light showers that develop. Better chances, southern parts of the listening area, so near I-10, pretty hit and miss. You get near and south of Highway 16, southern Clay, central and southern St. Johns County, you do have a better shot at measurable rainfall. But even there, it doesn't look to be all that significant, so it's more of a tease, if you will, for today. It keeps temperatures in check. We'll only top out in the 70s, really relatively pleasant. Clear out tonight, and that sets us up for a really nice stretch of weather here through the middle and end of the week. Still pretty warm tomorrow with a lot of sun, but the humidity will be comfortable. We reach the low 80s in the afternoon. A weak and dry cold front spreads across the area tomorrow night, and it will usher in some cooler air with plenty of sunshine Thursday and Friday, but temperatures Thursday will be hard-pressed to get to the lower 70s and drop into the mid and upper 40s inland Thursday night. Boy, that'll be nice. Let Mother Nature take care of that air conditioning bill, huh? And then we end the work week on Friday with sunshine in mid-70s, so that's going to be really very pleasant. It is part of the same storm system, by the way, that cold front that'll produce snow in parts of the Midwest and Ohio Valley over the next couple of days. We get just kind of a taste of that, but it's good old, quintessential spring in the northern U.S. where you get teased for a while and things even start to bloom a bit and then zap, just like that. Not here in Florida, though. And then on Saturday, we start out your weekend on a very warm note, higher humidity. It'll be breezy and partly sunny on Saturday. That's ahead of the next weather system, a cold front that'll be moving in from the north and west. It looks like a late-day shower or thunderstorm chance, especially near the Florida-Georgia border. Better rain chances would appear to be Saturday night into Sunday morning. We'll continue to keep you updated, of course, folks with weekend plans. Want to keep an eye on that forecast, but at the moment, it looks like a large part of Saturday will be dry, with a threat for a shower or a thunderstorm moving in from the west late in the day and into the night, and then ending from west to east, what rain is left relatively early Sunday, so that we can salvage at least Sunday afternoon. So, not all bad, not all a complete washout the way it would appear right now. With all your weather all the time, good to be back in the weather chair. I'm Action News Jax's Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for 104.5 WOKV.